800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion with us on Let's Face the Issues. Lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. The question that I'm asking today, will our freedom survive? Talking about our American freedom. Will our Bill of Rights survive? Will the liberties that we've experienced in America for all of these years, is it possible for it to survive with the present set of circumstances, leadership, and the globalist mindset? America has survived, I believe, some almost 250 years as a free nation, and every American considers our nation as the best nation on the face of the globe. We're only the only nation with a Bill of Rights as we know it today. A Bill of Rights that guarantees our freedom and our liberties. But today we're facing the woke globalists who want to destroy our freedoms and subject us to the repressive form of government that we see out of the Biden administration. That's what we'll be talking about today. There are several nuances of what is taking place that multitudes are not aware of the ultimate goal. For example, with the electric vehicles, the EVs, with the digital currency, with the social media total under the control of the federal government for watching, for tracing, tracking every citizen. Is it possible, with these things taking place, is it possible for our freedom to survive? That's the question. And those different nuances we'll talk about today, and we invite you, right after the brief monologue, we invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion on that. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. In John 8:31-32, with the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It never changes. It's never modified. It's not to be bifurcated. Truth is truth. You've heard me say many times, a half truth is a whole lie. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today where truth is not sought after. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very true, if I can use that term today, to be very true. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful of where we're going and what we're doing as a nation. We are a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. We elect our representatives. They're to represent us, but too often those, whether it's on the city level, state level, or national or global level, ladies and gentlemen, you find that those that get into power have the position of authority, and they determine that we the people are simply to be the subjects to rule over. I am alarmed by what we see, and much of that comes as a result of Christians and churches failing to stand for truth. Let me just ask you a question. When's the last time your pastor stood in the pulpit and identified some of these deficits in government and what our governmental leaders are doing? When's the last time you heard your pastor say anything about what is morally, ethically, biblically incorrect with the Biden administration and what they're doing to tear down and destroy our faith, our family, and our freedoms in our great nation? It comes out of the church. And ladies and gentlemen, it's former Senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that warns, headline, Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, and I quote, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, where the foundation, which the foundation of the Western civilization rests upon. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a tall order, because multitudes today, in fact, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Now, that is foreign to anything that we've ever known biblically, theologically, doctrinally, constitutionally, but that's the mindset today. This is the reason we have today, across America, the socialist Marxist professors controlling the hearts and the minds of our students in the colleges and universities. This is the reason today we find the hundreds of thousands, may even be millions, that's in the streets demonstrating for the Hamas and their murderous jihadist agenda, rather than standing for the truth and our Constitution in America. 55% of the Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say, and I quote again, "Each person determines his or her own version of truth." I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I challenge you with that statement today? I believe it's time, if there's ever been a time in Christian history that we must do that, it's today, right now. We need to stand for truth. We need to be as Ezekiel 33 talked about the watchman on the wall. We need to be ready to warn of the dangers to come and what is taking place. We need to recognize truth, seek it, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and be willing to defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7, the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Tam is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Tam to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsforTam.com, ToolsforTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the woke society today with the progressive form of government, with the globalist mindset undermining, tearing down, and destroying our constitutional republic. Now, perhaps you've heard the media talk about our democracy, that if President Trump goes back in, it'll destroy our democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are devolving to a democracy, but we are officially a constitutional republic. You might say, what's the difference? A democracy is where mob rules. Mob rules. We're devolving to a mob rule society in America. We're leaving our constitutional republic, and therein lies the problem. I'm looking at a headline: the systematic killing of America. This writer says, and I'll read, it's about a 10-page article. I'm not going to bore you with all of it. This writer says, I hope these articles have helped you understand what's going on in the nation and why we are in a spiritual mess, the mess that we're in. There's a reason why most pastors and religious people have no knowledge and cannot discern the truth. Further in the heart of the article, this writer says, in America today, we're surrounded by powerful demonic elitists with great wealth and their useful idiots working faithfully to bring about the great reset of the New World Order and to enslave the citizens in this great nation. Further, he says, we're a captured nation ruled by Satan's elitists. We have become a nation where demons and false gods have gathered from around the world. The spirit of Babylon and the Antichrist are among us, but the true followers of Jesus Christ have been given the power to change and create the future before us. And he goes on to talk about the globalist elite, what's taking place. They possess the power. As a result of that, they're controlling we the people. And this writer says, it is the systematic killing of America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a term that I had not considered, but it is absolutely factual. We're watching systematically the destruction of our morals and ethics and values, a systematic destruction, evisceration of our Bill of Rights. Now, we've watched the Biden administration by fiat. We watched the Biden administration by executive order make all kinds of modifications and changes to what we call the moral ethical values in a nation. Thus far, the Biden administration, in about 3+ years, has ruled by about 200 executive orders. 200 executive orders. An executive order is not law. An executive order is not legal. An executive order is something that should be used very, very reluctantly and very, very limited. But it's been used extensively in the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the elitist and the globalist rule, and we the people simply are the subjects. So the question is, will our freedom survive? We're watching the constant chipping away, the constant, as that writer put it, the systematic killing of America. I'm looking at a headline, government sued over its anti-Christian discrimination. A lawsuit has been filed against the country and town, county and town of Blacksburg, Virginia, after officials there insisted on keeping their anti-Christian discrimination in place. The situation is over their decision to grant a tax exemption for college students of another religion, but then refused the same treatment for the Christian students. I'll just read a portion of this. The case is being pursued by the Rutherford Institute, which explains the fight is over a Christian ministry's right to be treated equally with other religions and charitable organizations which provide similar services. The legal team explained it this way. Through the Bradley Study Center, the Christian Scholars Network, CSN, ministries to the Virginia Tech community by holding worship services, prayer meetings, Bible studies, and weekly theological discussions and fellowship. The Rutherford Institute is challenging a local government's refusal to recognize the Christian Scholars Network as a religious association that uses its property exclusively for charitable, religious, or educational purposes, which would thereby qualify the Christian Scholars Network for a property tax exemption given to all other nonprofit religious organizations under the Virginia Constitution and state laws. John Whitehead, the chief of the Institute, that is the Institute that is challenging this, it is the Rutherford Institute, explained, the First Amendment not only affirms the right to religious freedom for people of all faiths, but it also requires that the government treat all faiths equally and not favoring or disfavoring one over the other. He warned this is the slippery slope that affects us all. Whether you're talking about religious freedom, free speech, or privacy, if the government is allowed to deny freedom to one segment of our citizenry, it will eventually extend tyranny to all citizens. And the question he asked, is anti-Christian discrimination on the rise in America? And to answer that question, it's yes, 100% yes. We're finding today a greater and greater disdain for Christians, a greater and greater disdain for anything that be called morals, ethics, and values. And we're seeing that as a result of the chipping away through the Biden administration's executive orders. Through the executive orders of the Biden administration, we have watched the LGBTQ agenda, the sodomite agenda, permeate our schools from grade school through high school through college and university. We've watched today where abortion has become the norm and a pushed right, as they're calling it, across the board, state after state, instituting laws that will guarantee and secure the right of abortion on demand. We have watched the butchery, the debauchery of our kids, some 246,000, last count that I had in an article, that of young people that have been had their bodies butchered under the premise of a transgenderism that does not exist. It's antithetical to reality. It's antithetical to the truth of the Word of God. But you'll see that taking place. All in all, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is the question, will our freedom survive? Will our freedom survive? Will the constitutional liberties that we have in America, will it survive? We've just celebrated Thanksgiving. As a nation, we the people, we've said, in essence, I don't know how you celebrated Thanksgiving, but the purpose is to say, thank you, Lord, for giving us freedom. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for the food, clothing, and shelter that you give us. So I don't know exactly how you celebrated it, but that's the purpose. And here we are now, after Thanksgiving, we're looking back, and we're looking at the liberties that we have. And today, our government continues to whittle away, as that writer put it that I shared earlier, systematically killing of America. We're watching the liberals today, the progressive, woke society today. We're watching our liberties being dissipated, eviscerated, evacuated, and totally removed. Our national heritage is that of liberty. Our national heritage is that of freedom as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. In Proverbs 14:34, the Bible says, righteousness, that is rightness before God, exalts, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that transpire today. And yet I have heard very little from most Christian pulpits today that will counter that, will challenge that, and inform the congregation what is taking place, what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you see our liberties being eviscerated? Do you see our constitutional rights being destroyed? Do you see a degradation of Christianity and the moral, ethical values that we once stood for and had as a nation? Do you see those being dissipated today? Do you think there's a problem at the rate that we see this happening today? Do you think there'd be a problem in the future with what we see as the potentiality of having no freedoms? Can you imagine? One writer recently did a projection of 50 years down the road, if Jesus tarries, as to what America would look like, and where an elderly great-granddaddy is talking with a great-grandson, and the great-grandson says, I understand that we used to be able to do this, used to be able to do that. And the question is asked, Granddaddy, where did all of that go? How did all of that change? Why did it change? What took place? It is happening, ladies and gentlemen, at warp speed, but yet it is happening so subtly that the majority do not recognize that our freedoms are being dissipated. Our liberties are being dissipated. Where there's the mindset in society today that the Bible is not valued. The Bible is a book that needs to be banned. In fact, right here in the state of Florida, there's a push down in the Tampa area to remove the Bible from the library because it has vulgar stories in it. It has immoral stories, according to the ones that's pushing to have the Bible removed. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, do you see a problem with where we are in America? The question remains to be asked, demands to be answered. Will our freedom survive in America? At the rate we're going now, at the trajectory that we're in now, the direction that we're going now, will our freedom survive in America? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I want us to consider a few questions that may determine the future of our freedoms. Number one, the government now mandates what kind of car you can drive. Yes, it does. And we'll talk about this further in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's now deciding what we can drive and what we cannot drive. What kind of car we can drive, what kind of car we cannot drive. The law now requires that every manufacturer manufacture only electric vehicles by 2030. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. What does that connote? Well, you say, well, an EV. A lot of people are driving an EV today, although the total number of electric vehicles is probably 3, 4, maybe even 5% of the total auto sales. The mindset is for the federal government, we've got to force people to drive the electric vehicles. The Biden administration has ideas of grandeur and greatness at the expense of the freedom of Americans with what they're wanting to do with the electric vehicles. The government now, for example, determines what they feel is best for our personal health. Did you realize that the federal government now determines what we're going to drive? Federal government now determines what's best for our health. And the Biden administration, back in July, signed over the rights of America's freedom, health freedom, to the World Health Organization. Say that slowly for you to understand. At the apex of this winter, in my most humble opinion, the World Health Organization is going to announce a climate change global health emergency. And they have the powers granted to them by the Biden administration to enforce any health emergency on all Americans. That's going to be interesting to see whether or not they're successful in doing so. Ladies and gentlemen, we went through COVID, and in going through COVID, the government's already proven that they can mandate a shutdown of business. They can mandate a social distancing. They can mandate vaccines. They can mandate church closures. So they've already had what I call a trial run to be able to prove that they can control the citizens in America. Where we go, what we do, what we say. Ladies and gentlemen, the government's ready to identify, track, trace, and control every penny that we spend through digital currency. You heard me, digital currency. Let me read you a couple of brief articles. Love to hear from you. Are you in favor of digital currency? Are you in favor of the World Health Organization telling we the people in America whether we need to shut down our business, put on a mask, be forced to take a vaccination? Where do we stop surrendering our freedoms? What is the end game? And I tell you very quickly, the end game is total control. The end game is a total loss of liberties in America, a total implosion of the American Constitutional Bill of Rights freedoms that we have. I'm looking at a headline. Lawmakers are advancing a law that would block a digital dollar from becoming reality. Citibank customers, however, are getting digital tokens for their deposits under Citi Token Services. Citi, that's C-I-T-I. Citibank is converting bank deposits to digital tokens. Even if the folks in Congress can and ultimately will block the government from using a digital dollar. Now, let me back up, ponder a moment. I don't believe our legislators will be successful with any attempt to block the digital currency. Joe Biden, over a year ago, in fact, March a year ago, by executive order, directed the federal agencies, the federal banks, Federal Reserve System, to start converting to a digital currency, digital dollar. Several of the districts, like in New York and other major areas, have started instituting it on a regional basis and not on a national basis. To test run, this article further states, even if the folks in Congress could block the government from issuing a digital dollar, the banks are already, hear me, the banks are already issuing digital currency. It means your freedom could be soon limited, along with your ability to travel, your ability and freedom to invest, and your freedom to spend the way that you want to will be affected, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hypothetical. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is fact. We're on the fast track for digital currency. We're on the fast track for the control of our health in America by the World Health Organization. Now, if we didn't have but those two things, ladies and gentlemen, it would be bad enough. If there were just those two issues that we're faced with, it would be difficult enough. I'm looking at another headline article. It's from Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. He said, I just attended a meeting of financial experts. One of the world's leading experts on economic warfare gave a startling presentation holding up one worthless currency after another. He explained how what was once valuable is now worthless. We're not the only ones sounding the alarm about the dangers of the central bank digital currency. As globalist central bankers continue to circle their forces around forcing digital currency, programmable funny money on everyone. Members of foreign governments are speaking out, yet it is taking place around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and